Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Tuesday morning, back from a public holiday long weekend, and joining us online, it's Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, mate. Feels a bit weird on a Tuesday.
Yes, but thanks for joining us once again this morning. Now, we're going to be talking about resilience today and about keeping the ship on track during tough times.
Yeah, it was only last week, my friend, that I was speaking to a bunch of companies, actually, all going through significant change, dealing with one company dealing with a merger between two businesses, very different cultures, and, you know, tough times for people. And they were really hungry for anything that could help them sort of build resilience. And everyone's after a magic pill, of course. The one thing that they can do, bang, it all fixes. It doesn't quite work that way. But it made me think, actually, about the radio I do with you, mate. And it's not just the radio over the last, 7 or 8 years, how long ever it's been. It's been the fact that I've known you since we were kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I shared this story. I hope you don't mind, mate. I shared this story with a group saying one of the biggest ways or best ways you can actually help build resilience in any situation, in the moment sort of thing, is to stop for a second and be grateful and just think for a moment, what can you be grateful for? For me, I'm really fortunate with people like yourself, mate, who I've known for a very, very long time. And there are a handful of other people that I'm in the same boat with that I keep in contact with on a weekly basis. To stop and think the value of those friendships, those relationships, what they've done for me, what they've helped me through, and what I know they'll continue to do, provides an amazing form of resilience for you. It's almost like, you know, and everyone's been through something like this, where if you can get through X, then, you know, Y is going to be no problem at all. Like if you've had a trauma in your life, for example, or if you've had, you know, a bust up or something really tough to go through, then a way to look at resilience is to say, well, if I could get through that, I can get through anything. And what we're doing with gratitude is exactly the same concept, but in the positive instead of the negative, meaning, wow, I've got so much that I can be thankful for. This particular, even if it's one relationship or one thing,
yeah,
this alone can, you know, stand tall and really help me get through stuff in life.
Mate, I've just listened to your talk and it's got me reflecting back on how long I've known you. So let's say primary school onwards.
Yeah.
And you've turned 50 recently. I'm not far behind you. And, you know, we've done so much together, from playing cricket, playing in bands, living together in London, playing music over there together. We've sung karaoke. We've gone on a cricket tour. There's just so much we've done. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I feel so grateful to have you as a friend. It really is a big thing. It's a big deal.
Oh, it is. And the problem with I think, what would people do is that I reckon everyone listening will have someone or something very similar to that. It may not have the longevity we've got, mate. It may be much shorter, but there's still things we can be thankful for. The problem, like I was just about to say, is that we don't think about it and we don't dwell on it. You know, I could hear in your voice even when you just said that. Yeah. You were thinking about it, right? And a really good practice for people is to spend 2 minutes, if you've got 5 minutes, even better, each day going, okay, what's the good stuff? You know, and think about, you know, Gilly. I think about Gilly and think, remember playing at the Australia Day, you know, Narangingi Reserve in Doonside? My goodness, you know, this was it 1987 or what the hell it was, you know, 1988, I think it was, bicentennial or something. You know, I think back to that and think how out of tune my guitar was and how out of tune my singing was. Yeah. And yet there we were doing it, one of our first gigs ever.
Yeah,
on stage,
absolutely.
You know?
And country music legend Cole Joy was there watching us, encouraging us all the way. I remember it so well.
There you go, Cole Joy encouraging us, but probably blocking his ears, hey?
That's right. There we go. Resilience this morning. Be grateful for what's around you. The small things are often the biggest things in your life. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Always a pleasure, mate. Talk soon.
Will do. Cheers, mate.